You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Now, many people reacted with fury to the Four Corners report that revealed the headmaster of St Kevin's College in Toorak provided a reference for a convicted child sex offender who once worked at the school, and the Dean of Sport gave character evidence for Peter Keogh at the trial, but didn't support the victim, Paris Street, through the court process. One of those to whom I spoke yesterday afternoon after the show was a man that we're calling Tony. He's asked for us to call him Tony to protect the privacy of his family. And when I spoke to him yesterday, he was incandescent with rage. There was a fair bit of swearing going on in our conversation that wasn't so radio friendly, but that was completely understandable. Tony was abused at St Kevin's by the notorious priest pedophile Brother Maurice Howard, known as the Wombat, in the 50s. And Tony thought that this stuff, after the Royal Commission and after the school's apology to him, that it was never going to happen again. And he thought that because the school assured him that it wouldn't happen again. He took some time to settle down last night, and I spoke to him earlier this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning to you.
Tony, I know that you made a settlement with St Kevin's College in Toorak. You received an apology, I understand, and you got a financial settlement following abuse that you endured by a teacher there who's now dead, Brother Maurice Howard. When did you reach this settlement?
I think it was maybe September last year. I started the process probably maybe January last year. Mm-hmm. And part of the thing is you've got to see a psychiatrist, one the church wants you to see, and, write out a report, and, all the legal stuff takes a while. But it probably would have been about September.
And what did you get as part of this settlement?
Obviously there was some money. Actually, it's not really a great deal from my point of view because
it was about $60,000, I think, is that
right? Yeah, $60,000, yeah. And I've got sort of chronic bipolar. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the abuse was 100% responsible for it, but it definitely played a part in it.
Did you receive an apology or any kind of statement?
Oh, yeah, look, I got an apology. Look, at the settlement there, obviously, the lawyers were there, yeah. And there was someone representing the Christian Brothers, and he apologised profusely.
Yeah.
And look, I can't remember or not, but my recollection is I said, I just want to know this isn't going to happen again. Well, it won't happen again. They'll put things in practice to stop it, stamp it out. And obviously the case that was on Four Corners the other night, I knew nothing about that because that was all suppressed, Because, there's people coming after me. The school's still there. You just want to know it's just not going to happen anymore.
So what was your response when you heard about the Four Corners story then and the fact that a reference was written by the principal Peter Keogh?
I was absolutely devastated. I just could not believe. At first I thought I was hearing things. I thought I misheard it or I just couldn't believe. I just can't understand how that can happen.
What do you want St Kevin's to do, or what would you like to see them do to make amends for something that's upset you so much?
Firstly, I think the headmaster's got to go, and a thing in the settlement that I couldn't get, and I think you should be able to get, is your psychiatric bills paid for the rest of your life. Because this sort of damage. You're left with a lot of medical bills over your lifetime.
Yeah.
And, if that Paris, when he said, he's got some, mental health issues, I know how bad they can get, and he'll be seeing psychiatrists and psychologists, probably the rest of his life.
What's your life been like in the aftermath of all this and the abuse, Tony?
Now, as I said, it's not 100% responsible, but I have absolutely chronic bipolar. The bipolar kicked in maybe about 23, 24 years ago. Mm. I had a hugely successful paving business and I lost that. eventually lost our house, just lost everything. And like I'll be on medication the rest of my life. My mental health is so fragile. The psychiatrist, like the clinic I go to, they'll only give me 4 days medication at a time because they think my risk of overdosing is so high.
You've made a couple of attempts on your life, haven't you, Tony?
Yeah. This is what kicked off where I thought I'm going to take on the school, because not this Christmas, the Christmas before. I've been to a friend's place at Venus Bay for the weekend. And you keep stuff bottled up. The Royal Commission, I just totally ignored it. I mean, you just don't like to think about it. But this is just so random. When Wayne dropped me off, I went inside my unit, turned on the TV, and there's the Archbishop saying they're not going to report sexual abuse. And
that they hear in the confessional, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. Like 45 years of what or whatever of the thing bottled up.
Tony. No. You are, as you know well, you know, among thousands of Australians who have been abused by religious clergy and in other institutions, as the Royal Commission showed. Paris Street is another brave young man who's come forward with his story. Given your experience and what you've gone through, what would be your message to Paris today?
I say you've got to keep on top of your mental health. You've got to, find a good doctor. And if you're on medication, you've got to stick to it religiously, you know. So, yeah, you got it the rest of your life. That's why I was saying they should pay all your psychiatric bills forever.
Tony, thank you so much for being brave again and speaking to us about this morning. When you and I spoke yesterday, you were just so furious about what you'd heard that you really wanted to speak about this. You've spoken to your lawyer, and as you understand it, there's no legal impediment as part of the settlement that prevents you from speaking. And I'm happy to keep your anonymity this morning. I wish you all the best. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Virginia.